Arizona Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price. Still chilly outside. It's in the 40s today. How low is that forecast calling for tonight?
This evening, the low is supposed to be around 26.
Okay, it's too cold.
You're like, that's not cool.
Way too cold. check back when it gets warmer.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
Okay, schools in Escambia, Santa Rosa County are closed through Monday. PSC UWF also closed tomorrow. The National Weather Service forecast cold weather tonight into tomorrow, which could affect safe travel on area roads and bridges. This is a perfect lead-in to Scotland Williams, of course, my partner in crime from Escambia County, who handles the meteorology aspect of things, but also the emergency operations center over there. She's one of their managers. And Scotland, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How are y'all?
Well, we're surviving, staying warm,
trying to
do our best. Okay, so there you are, Escambia County. How did you come out of the whole mess? I mean, is things looking pretty good? Is Mr. Gilmore pretty happy?
Yeah, everyone is happy. Things are looking good. We are very thankful for the sunshine yesterday, even more thankful for the sunshine we saw today, because that helped us out with a lot of melting. We still yesterday were encouraging folks to stay off of the roads. There were still lots of roads and bridges closed. You know, the interstate in both directions closed down last night. So that was a huge, major closure. It has since opened back up. So that's good news there, but things are still rolling a little slow. So you still have to take it slow on the roadways if you have to get out. But I was reading, and some people who moved down to Florida from the north, they were like, you know, the more vehicles that are on the roads and the tire friction heats the roads up. So that will help anything that melted, that will help the moisture go away. So, you know, you learn something new every day, and it all makes sense. So even though cars are on the roads, we still want them to take it slow. But the good news for us is that afternoons will be warming up each and every day for the next several days. But as y'all just said, tonight, I mean, we dropped back below freezing into the 20s once again. So we could have a little more refreezing on the roads where things didn't get as melted as other places.
So when you're looking back at, of course, on Tuesday, when the epicenter hit, when all the massive amounts of snow was dumped on our area, what was the main problem that you had to deal with, not just you, but everybody in the emergency operations center? I know you had a skeletal staff on site there that day. What was one of the main problems y'all had to contend with?
So I will say we were always monitoring the weather, especially me as a meteorologist. Right. So we had talked and met going into Thursday and especially Friday, because we knew Monday was going to be a holiday and that everything was coming in on Tuesday. So even though Monday was a holiday, first responders are always working. So we came into the office as well, to the Emergency Operations Center, and met. It was a kind of a skeleton crew, but we had essential personnel there that was needed so they can relay the message down the chain. But we still had to have everyone up to date. So I think that was the first challenge, with there being a holiday the day before this was expected. And always winter weather forecasting in the South is always a challenge, because the models that we look at, they're like, whoa, this is rare. This is not a location we usually see this. So they are going back and forth. So the forecasting, there were a lot of uncertainty still. So we had different scenarios that we could have ended up with. But once we got closer to the event, we knew, hey, this is happening. We just don't know how much, but it does look to be potentially historic. And I think that it was. I mean, 8.9 inches is the official forecast total for Pensacola.
You know, right after I got off the air on about 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening, I made my way up Halifax, Pensacola Boulevard, up in that way, heading to Nine Mile Road. And I got to tell you guys, at Escambia County and working with FDOT, cleared those roads pretty darn fast.
Absolutely.
I couldn't believe how fast they did it.
Yeah, Public Works, they were on it, and that's what we do throughout the year. We always are trying to build our partnerships And so they have a great partnership with FDOT, and so they were able to do the local roads and the state roads, and they're still in communication. I know they treated roads as much as they could, bridges especially, before the event happened. All right. And then afterwards, yesterday, Public Works was out resanding bridges again and monitoring other roadways for hazards so that at least our emergency responders could get to calls. Because since Tuesday, our first responders, I don't know if you saw, they've responded to nearly 1,000 calls since Tuesday morning.
The numbers were pretty staggering. And knowing that, hey, all hands on deck, everybody was working, and it's a good thing for that because there were a lot of folks in need for this to happen.
Absolutely.
So, okay, absolutely. Here we are. It's Thursday evening. We're getting ready to go into another frigid night, getting down in the mid-20s, low-20s or so. What is your plea in terms of the public preparing for Friday? What do they need to do and what don't they need to do?
Okay, so if you're heading out on the roads tonight or early in the morning, because we're dropping back below freezing, any moisture that's still on the roadways will refreeze. So that means we again have the threat of black ice. It may look like nothing's on the roadways, but it's slippery glass-like ice. So you need to take it slow. Leave early. Give yourself extra time, especially if you're traveling to or from work in the overnight hours.
Well, I want to go ahead. I was just going to say, I ran into that the other night driving out of here.
Yeah, I mean, and it looks like there's nothing like, oh, the road looks fine, but it's very thin, sheet, glassy ice that is dangerous. So, I mean, it can, you know, you can slide around on it pretty easily. Mm-hmm. But as we go into the weekend, things really start to warm up. We'll be in the upper 50s by Sunday and then into the 60s by next week. So we just have a few more days to contend with the cold weather for those of us that are tired of it. I'm pretty okay with the cold weather, but I know some are just over it and they're ready for, you know, sunny Florida to come back. So the warmth is coming. We just have a few more days and a few more mornings with freezing or right at freezing temperatures.
Well, just a few moments ago, we had a discussion with PPD officer Greg Gordon, who is the public information officer this week, and he's from the Michigan area, and I have my experiences are from the Colorado and Oregon area, and we're definitely on the same page. We don't want to see snow ever again. We've had enough of it.
Yeah. I know some people were like, when is this going to end? Because once it started Tuesday morning, it started in the north end, but then throughout the day, it just spread across the entire county. And then once it started, it didn't look like it was going to stop. It was well after nightfall that it actually did officially end. And that's why we accumulated so much, because especially with the gusty winds, we had near blizzard-like conditions out there.
And it really, that wind chill factor knocked those temps down into really the teens, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, and then feels like temperatures in the single digits. Yeah, it'll cut right through you if you're outdoors in it.
Hey, listen, I sleep better at night knowing that Skylin Williams is looking out for me.
So kind.
Hey, Skylin, listen, you have a great afternoon. Always a pleasure talking to you. Skylin Williams, of course, meteorologist for Escambia County and also Emergency Operations Center Manager over at the EOC, doing a bang-up job. And that's who we always go to. If you remember, Skylin walked us through the hurricanes this summer.
Right.
So that's the smart one to go to. Always enjoy talking to her. Stock's heading up today, by the way. Index rising to its first record of the year. Let's just go ahead and jump on this real quick, get this out of the way. Want to make sure you know about it. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
The major averages gaining speed, heading into the closing bell and finishing higher as investors digested a new batch of corporate earnings and comments from President Trump at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The president said that he will demand that OPEC lower oil prices and that the U.S. Central Bank reduce interest rates. And the price of Bitcoin rose to over $103,000 after President Trump signed an order to create a cryptocurrency working group. The Dow winners today, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Chevron, Travelers, and Apple. The Dow rising 408 points, the Nasdaq higher by 44, S&P 500 up 32 for its first record close of the year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty. Just before we go to break, I'll give you your first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. It is Traffic and Weather Update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, I-10 has been one of the biggest stories this afternoon because it is open in both the east and westbound lanes from the state lines, excuse me, all the way to mile marker 70. That was our latest update from that. It appears that Three Mile Bridge is open as well. Well, we know that's open. It appears that I-110 is still closed. That's what I was trying to say.
I don't know why that is.
Yeah, what's that all about, huh? But we do have some minor congestion on Mobile Highway. That's just north of Blue Angel Parkway. And we have some issues on Highway 90 as well. If you are traveling east or west near the Herald area, if you are coming towards Blackwater River from that vicinity or vice versa, we do have some backups going both ways. As for the weather, 42 degrees, low of 26 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 47, low of 29. All right, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, I do have a pair of tickets to give away once again to the Celtic Angels. We actually had several people dropping in for those quite fast this time last hour. So we will have a very simple prompt to help give those away. That and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Consider with me the topic of ego. Proverbs 16 explains that an unchecked, insufferable ego will lead to destruction and to a fall. Ego is your enemy. It's your enemy because it inhibits you from learning. You can't teach someone something that they think they already know. Also, ego is your enemy because it destroys relationships. Eventually, other people tire of you if you're self-absorbed and egotistical. Further, ego is your enemy because it's antithetical to the gospel. After all, it's for by grace we're saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God. And the cure to ego is to have a God confidence. It's okay to be confident in the gifts that God has entrusted to you. To avoid being egotistical, you must never forget that God gave you those gifts. So be confident in Him and then avoid the destruction that comes from an insufferable ego.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
President Trump wants to cut $2 trillion from the federal budget, and I have the plan that gets him there. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. We have over 3 million federal employees. I will propose to cut them in half. This reduction will save $150 billion on salaries and an additional $150 billion in benefits. We need to cut off the cash payments to illegals, and they will self-deport. I will propose Medicare reform, regulation cuts, and repealing the Davis-Bacon Act. With a background in finance, I know how to fix Washington and get the $2 trillion in cuts. We live in the most military district in America. I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and Air Force B-1 pilot, with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's critical we send a combat-tested leader to Washington who understands the needs of our service members and retirees, and no one in this race has more military experience than me. Fact is, we have the plan, but we need the will. Send me to Washington, and not only will the people want it, they will demand it. It's time to send the Alpha to Washington. It's time to put Merck to work. I'm Greg Merk, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merk for Congress.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees and cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Early voting to replace ex-Congressman Matt Gaetz is happening now. This is your chance to vote in a new voice who has been with you every step of the way. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, a Pensacola native and the only candidate on the ballot who voters petitioned to be there. In this Republican primary, you have a critical choice to make. Either the local who will fight for you or more of the same insider corruption. It's a choice between Northwest Florida values or the lobbyist-funded establishment. Instead of taking super PAC and special interest money to litter your mailbox with mailers, I'm asking you personally for your vote. Let's come together to bring in a new era of strong, conservative leadership as we fight to revitalize our infrastructure, protect our veterans, and battle those predatory insurance companies. AOC and the Democrats have a monopoly on the young vote, but we finally have the answer. This movement is how we strengthen our majority in the House and ensure our conservative values guide the future. Vote today for Michael Dylan Thompson, and let's make history together.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, staying nice and cozy and warm in the studio here. Looking out the window, though, it looks like Antarctica. No, thank you. You and I have had this discussion. You can turn the snow off now, please. Somebody flip the switch.
We had our fun. I made a snow angel.
We have had our encounter with wintry conditions, and they can go away now. Hey, Austin, there was a slight increase in the number of people signing up for unemployment benefits earlier this month, and Jenny Casola is following the numbers for us.
More people signed up for unemployment last week. The number of new claims for benefits increased by 6,000 to 223,000. It's a larger number than expected. Continuing claims, those still receiving benefits, also rose to 1.89 million. Monday was the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and that may have impacted filings. The Federal Reserve meets January 28th and 29th and has been watching the job market closely. Many economists are not expecting an interest rate cut this month. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:29 here. We'll give away this pair of tickets to the Celtic Angels Ireland concert on March 17th, that's St. Patrick's Day, at the Sanger Theater. An evening of fun, music, and tradition.
And a stage of redheads.
Yes, get swept away in the enchanting harmonies of the Celtic Angels as they present an impassioned homage to their beloved Emerald Isle. Last hour, I said I read Celtic, it reminded me of the Celtics, and I thought of Larry Bird. So I'm going to make the prompt even shorter now. Larry Bird wore number 33. The first person to text the number 33 to 850-437-1620. Again, the first person to text 33 to 850-437-1620 gets those tickets.
You know, I'm really envious because I told you earlier when we were just starting, I really want to go see that show.
Yeah.
I went a couple of years ago, and my goodness, these people can dance. I mean, they can't.
It's impressive.
It's something that's what I always tell people Dick Clark and I had in common. You don't know who Dick Clark is, do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Really? Okay. Well, anyway, Dick Clark never used to always say, I never danced a day in my life. Mm. I go along with Dick on that one. You can ask Joanne on that one. Just dancing isn't my forte, so...
Mm, yeah, two left feet, perhaps?
Well, yeah, you know, I think it's just kind of intimidating when you go out there and everybody else knows what's going on.
Right.
And if you're not a dancer,
make a fool of yourself.
And if you're not a dancer, you're going to look like Elaine on Seinfeld.
Mm, I watched that the other day.
Do you see how she...
The heel kicking in the thumbs.
Yeah. Hey, ew. She's cool. I can get it. Yeah, no dancing. That's probably one of my downfalls, because it looked like a whole lot of fun doing that stuff.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump's executive order aimed at doing away with birthright citizenship was blocked by a judge in Washington who cited the 14th Amendment in his decision. The president, speaking from the Oval Office, says the fight is not over.
They will appeal it. They put it before a certain judge in Seattle, I guess, right? And there's no surprises with that judge.
Well, this is a temporary order by U.S. District Judge John C. Conor. The Washington State Attorney General Nick Brown says those opposed to the president's move are thrilled.
We had to act now to provide back to the status quo, back what has been the law of the land for generations, that you are an American citizen if you were born on American soil, period.
Well, President Trump has already taken over 200 executive actions in his first few days in office, focusing on the economy, border security, and crime. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks rose today with the S&P 500 adding 32 points to notch a fresh closing high. The Dow Jones Industrials leaped more than 400 points, while some final hour buying helped the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite tack on 44. Texas Instruments is just out with quarterly results, its profit of $1.30 a share, and sales above $4 billion, both topping expectations. But both figures were below those of a year ago, and the Dallas-based chipmaker also issued a disappointing earnings forecast for the current quarter. TI's been dealing with elevated inventory stemming from a cyclical downturn in demand, especially for automotive and industrial chips. Shares of Texas Instruments are down 3.5% in late trading. Purdue Pharma and its Sackler family owners have reached a new $7.4 billion settlement to resolve thousands of lawsuits alleging that the pain medication OxyContin caused a widespread opioid addiction crisis in the U.S. Texas AG announced the settlement today. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Ben Johnson passed on the Jaguars job, and Liam Cohen elected to return back to Tampa. And because of that rejection, Shad Khan finally decided to fire his GM, Trent Baalke. Now, where will the Jaguars go for their next head coach? You can call Liam Cohen back, but he'll probably say no, and I wouldn't hire Robert Saleh. And if I was running this search, I would target Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady or former Seahawks Super Bowl-winning head coach Pete Carroll. I'm Zach Gelb.
Paramount Plus is your streaming home for the NFL playoffs on CBS. It all comes down to this. As the Chiefs host the Bills in the AFC Championship presented by Intuit TurboTax, a trip to New Orleans is on the line Sunday at 6:30 Eastern, streaming live on Paramount Plus.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN+. It's 2 hours of hammer-dropping, overtime-forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I have the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections for Escambia County. The office of U.S. House of Representatives District 1 is open, and Governor DeSantis has called a special election to fill the vacancy. Please mark your calendars for these very important dates. The special Republican-only primary election is on January 28, 2025, and the special general election will be held on April 1, 2025. For more information, go to escambiavotes.gov. That's escambiavotes.gov.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's blowing through your hair and the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Life was a lot easier back there when that song was out. That was probably in the early 70s, America, mm-hmm. Ventura Highway. Yeah, much easier. White picket fence. Andy Mayberry was screaming on the television.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Oh, I mean to tell you. It was a lot simpler back in those days. Great song, by the way. Thank you. Florida Power & Light reporting only minor power outages today. Look at these numbers here. The numbers a couple of days ago, pretty big. As of I pulled these numbers around noon today. Escambia County had 18 customers without power. Santa Rosa, 10 homes are powerless.
Wow.
They improved very nicely.
Yeah.
Very, very, very nicely. Well, I do hope you're having a great drive in this afternoon. Do appreciate you having us on today. Three scammers are charged with forging and selling memorabilia from former NFL player Jason Kelce. Seanette Wilson with a Fox TV affiliate WTXF Fox 29 in Philadelphia has the details.
Police documents and court papers take us back to June 11th and 12th of last year.
Kelsey was at the Valley Forge Casino Hotel for a legitimate private signing event. He contracted with a Royersford-based sports memorabilia company to officially sign items that would be sold. Investigators say about a week after items said to be from the event put up for sale, they say, by Overtime Promotions, owned by 51-year-old Robert Capone of Philadelphia, and Diamond Legends, owned by 39-year-old Joseph Parenti of Cranston, Rhode Island. Investigators say the two conspired to create counterfeit autographed sport memorabilia to be verified and sold.
So let me ask you something. Are you keeping up with this ACC FSU suit?
Yes, I have kept track of it when bombshells come out, yes. Okay, but well, I haven't heard anything recently.
I'm getting ready to tell you.
I was about to say, this is a chance to knock me off my feet.
Sit down and buckle up.
Yeah.
The ACC is asking the Florida Supreme Court to review decisions made in the conference's legal battle with Florida State University. In a filing on January 17th, just days ago, the ACC notified the Florida First District Court of Appeal it was invoking discretionary review over the district court's November denial of the conference's appeal of what they termed a judicial foul. Discretionary jurisdiction means the Supreme Court may take the case, but it's not required to. So it's just the latest jab between the ACC and FSU in a legal matter that has gone on now for well over a year.
Yeah, I know that that this has been lingering, but I remember it was like, I want to say it was like Florida State's AD or president or something. They made a remark a little while back that went viral. They said, we never said that we wanted to leave the ACC. And people came out and said, no, you did say that. And the thing is, it wasn't a good look for the Noles because it was a matter of, okay, you're eager to get out of the ACC. You go 2-10, and now you're saying, we were just joking. And it's like, that's not a good look. So now the fact that this lingering, it's really looking like a double-edged sword here.
We're following it, no matter what comes out of it, good or bad. You'll hear it here on News Radio 92.3. Hey, this weekend, another brutal matchup for the Ice Flyers. Pensacola facing Evansville on the road tomorrow and Saturday. Two-game series. Pensacola's next home game schedule features Roanoke on January 31st and February 1st.
Alrighty. Also, just want to take this quick moment to give a shout out to Dan from Pensacola. He is our 5:30 winner of that pair of tickets to the Celtic Angels performance on St. Patrick's Day.
Salute Dan.
Yeah, good for him.
And thanks for listening. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'm sure that those won't be, don't quote me on this because who knows, there's always an off chance I'm wrong. But, I mean, we're talking about from now to March 17th. I'm sure that won't be the last pair of tickets we give away, but you'll only know for sure if you continuously tune in to News Radio 92.3.
Austin Price says ticket giveaways every afternoon.
Yeah, every single time. Every 5 minutes, I'm giving tickets away.
Oh, 5:43, News Radio 92.3. Finalists for the NFL's biggest annual awards have been announced, and Jared Max has more on the report.
Of the five finalists for the AP NFL Most Valuable Player Award this season, four are quarterbacks. Josh Allen of the Bills, Joe Burrow of the Bengals, Jared Goff of the Rams, and reigning league MVP Lamar Jackson of the Ravens. The fifth finalist is Eagles running back Saquon Barkley, who along with Josh Allen will play in a conference championship game this weekend with a trip to Super Bowl 59 on the line. How they perform will not affect the MVP vote. A national media panel of 50 cast ballots before the playoffs. Barkley, Burrow, and Jackson, finalists as well for AP Offensive Player of the Year, with Bengals receiver Ja'Marr Chase and Ravens running back Derrick Henry. Broncos cornerback Patrick Surtain II is in line to win a second straight Defensive Player of the Year award. The winners will be named at the NFL Honors February 6th. Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty, 5:44 here. Close enough to another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Do have an update coming from the P&J on I-10. So earlier this afternoon, we told you that it reopened in both directions from the state line to mile marker 70. And apparently, it is now open westbound to mile marker 142, wherever that is. So now you know. Three Mile Bridge also open. Based on what we're seeing here, I-110 is still closed. Not seeing any progress on that, and I haven't had any texters letting us know otherwise either. Do have some minor congestion on Mobile Highway. This is just north of Blue Angel Parkway. Have some issues on Highway 98. This is if you are traveling eastbound coming from Perdido Bay. And we've had some congestion for a while on Highway 90. This is if you are traveling eastbound, passing the Blackwater River area, but heading towards the Herald direction. If you're heading off that in that vicinity. We do have some congestion that's going to cause you some minor backups at least.
Okay, you said mile marker 142. Now, if you they started at the state line at zero, so it's about probably 20 miles just west of Tallahassee where they've opened that up to.
All righty.
So
good to know.
That's how we're figuring that one. Hey, listen, you were talking about the we actually were talking about the finalists of the NFL's annual awards. While we're on the subject of awards, if you don't mind, the Oscars have arrived, and Michelle Pollino has the details.
The Netflix movie, musical, thriller Emilia Perez leads the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Oscar nominations with 13.
Are you English?
The Spanish language narco musical starring Zoe Saldana, Selena Gomez, and Carla Sofia Gascon is about a Mexican drug lord who fakes death to become a trans woman. Gascon was also nominated in the Best Actress category, making her the first openly trans actor ever nominated for an Oscar, following with 10, Wicked and the Brutalist, and the Bob Dylan biopic A Complete Unknown has 8. The March 2nd ceremony will pay tribute to those bravely fighting the wildfires. It's hosted by Conan O'Brien and will air on ABC. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And we were so eager to get to that we actually didn't get to the weather half of that traffic and weather together. Right now, you just need to know that it's pretty chilly, 42 degrees. Wind chill may have it feeling like 39 if that picks up. Low of 26 tonight officially. Tomorrow, it's going to be a sunny, mostly clear day. I can imagine that that would be the day that would wipe out just about the last of the snow in some of these yard areas. Now, once you get to the buildups on the roads, you know, obviously I'm not going to speak on that. But Friday's high is going to be 47 and the low is going to be 29. So slowly but surely, we're getting a bit quote unquote warmer.
Okay. I'm ready for summer.
Slow your roll.
Hey, no, by the way, when I bring that up, you know, I have that countdown clock going for springtime. And when it hits, 45 days away.
I have a groundhog for that.
There you go.
His name's Phil, I think.
Yeah, and he bites you. And you know, what's Punxsutawney Phil when he does his groundhog thing? Well, he's in Pennsylvania.
Right.
What the heck does that have to do with the Florida weather?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'd just like to believe.
Work on that one. Hey, Attorney General Ashley Moody has activated Florida's price gouging hotline following emergency declaration because of all this crazy winter weather. During the state of the emergency, state law prohibits excessive increases in the price of essential commodities, equipment, food, gas, hotel rooms, water needed as a direct result of the event. Anybody who suspects price gouging can report it to the Florida Attorney General's office by visiting myfloridalegal.com or call 866-9-NO-SCAM. That's numeric 866-9-ALPHA-N-O-S-C-A-M, no scam.
All righty. Just about five.
And good luck and play wisely.
Yes. Just about 548 here, or exactly 548 on the nose. At around this time every hour on Pensacola right now, we like to remind you of your Wall Street numbers. Stocks closing higher as the S&P 500 finished at a record high. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 408 points to 44,565. The S&P 500 rose by 32 points to 6,118. And the NASDAQ was up 44 points to 2053.
Early voting locations closed due to winter weather conditions. All 7 early voting sites will reopen tomorrow, 8 to 6. Early voting continues through Saturday, January 25th. The 2025 special primary election is for Republican voters only.
All right. And now you know.
Exactly right.
Here's something else you can know as well, because, you know, last hour, Chris, I was really getting into the theme of weird studies. We had the whole thing about how apparently being a child of divorce significantly can increase your chances of a stroke in older age.
Will this mean I have to prove that I'm over 18 years old to hear this one?
Yeah, this one does have to do with
is there an people age of all verification age system built in here?
I don't believe on this one.
Okay.
People with ADHD have a shorter life expectancy, according to a new study.
Really?
That's what it says. Research published by Cambridge University Press found that men with ADHD were likely to live 7 less years than those without ADHD. As for women, it was likely to shorten their lifespan by 8 years. What the heck's that all about?
I don't know. Who knows? Escambia County, of course, the fire rescue folks are encouraging you to practice space heater safety. There was a house fire last night, I believe, in the city of Pensacola, and they attributed that to space heater safety.
Right.
Just know the potential risk associated with home heating equipment. 3-foot buffer, for goodness sakes. Don't put anything between 3 feet in that front screen of that heater. 360 degrees on that one. You're just setting yourself up for failure if you do. It's too dangerous. And we see this, and as broadcasters, we see this every single year. It's like a pattern. Yep. And we say every single year, please watch out for space heaters. So please, watch out for space eaters. That's the message.
Dead government will say it again.
According to the National Fire Protection Association, space heaters account for 4 out of 5 home heating fire deaths. And now you know.
Yes. And Chris, I've got a question for you now. If you're, man, back up to the wall. Life on the line.
Got it.
If I told you to name a song by SZA, would you be able to answer that question?
Not even one lick. No.
You're like, just pull the trigger.
Not even close to it.
Well, Kendrick Lamar, of course, is the headliner for the Super Bowl halftime show, and apparently he's bringing SZA out for the event. Kendrick announced on social media earlier today that SZA will join him on stage as a guest. Super Bowl 59 taking place at the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans on February 9th, and this comes as Kendrick and SZA gear up for their upcoming Grand National Tour, which kicks off in April. Yeah, if they're fixing to have a tour together, and SZA, she's a big name, so it does not surprise me at all. Yes, it does not surprise me at all that she is going to be collaborating with him on this project, so to speak. Quite a hefty one.
A break down her music kind of menu for me.
Genuinely, I asked you the song question because I knew you hadn't heard of her. I've heard of her, and there is a song. Is it, what song is she in?
What kind of music does she play?
I mean, it's modern music.
But what kind of music does she play?
I'm assuming she collaborates with Kendrick Lamar.
Modern country.
No.
Oh, we'll see. I'm getting through to you now.
No, she's definitely more on the, what's the word? Pop, R&B maybe? I don't know how you would describe it. Hip-hop. There you go. Hip-hop. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I asked.
Well, I couldn't think of it.
That's okay. But so I look forward to seeing, is this a woman?
Yes.
I look forward to seeing this young woman perform.
Alrighty. Yeah, it'll be a learning experience for all.
I'm excited.
Just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we have a rare copy of the Declaration of Independence going up for auction.
You don't say.
Now, while we go to break, Chris, you and I can spitball on how much we think that's going to be worth, and then we've got some more headlines.
Is it
for
the
you,
real thing?
It's a rare copy of it, so I guess so.
Oh, it's a rare copy of it.
Yeah, I guess this is one of, like, exclusive old copies. I don't know. We'll see.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, folks. This is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's chief financial officer. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress. Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, fight, fight, fight. That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Your journey to wellness includes a customized primary care experience with Ochsner's trusted team of providers. This means more time with your care team at appointments and focus on your health needs. Plus, daily group activities, access to an on-site fitness center. Achieve your health goals with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road and their new location on Mobile Highway, opening soon. Visit Ochsner.org/65plus-Pensacola.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
they say can be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm East Pounder, what no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. East Pounder down.
5:55, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Remember Burt Reynolds and all those crazy guys in the
Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah, I loved them. I loved all of those old shows.
And I love this song.
We'll go ahead and let it play. We'll just go take a break. We'll take it all the way up to the top of the hour.
Yeah, we only got 4 minutes left anyway.
There you go. Great song. Thanks for playing that. Great memories today.
Yeah.
We just kind of delving into some areas that we haven't touched on for a while. Hey, you know, here's something for you. You know the old saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure. You've heard that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, it applies in this strange case from Greece. CJ Papa explains for us.
A resident discovered the 31-inch headless statue of a woman that is believed to be more than 2,000 years old in a trash bin near the port city of Thessaloniki. He turned it over to archaeologists for further examination. Police said the initial evaluation determined the piece dates to the Hellenistic era, a period roughly between 320 and 30 BC that was marked by a flourishing of art and culture following the conquests of Alexander the Great. Authorities opened a probe to figure out who tossed the statue into the garbage. They said they briefly detained a man for questioning, who was later released without being charged. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:57 here. We'll get you one last quick check at the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Looking at the roads here, still have I-110 seemingly closed. I-10 is open, going both east and westbound up until mile marker 70, and westbound is opened all the way to mile marker 142. Three-mile bridge is also open as well. Have some minor congestion on Highway 98 traveling eastbound coming from Perdido Bay, and on Highway 90 if you are traveling eastbound towards Herald.
Okay, you talk about that statue in Greece. Value of that thing.
Yes.
Priceless. I'm sure if it's really that in terms of the historical value there.
Right.
So let me talk about some money here. The Department of Government Efficiency's office is reportedly taking aim at the U.S. penny. Linda Hu has an explanation for us.
DOGE is certainly reigniting this debate around the penny because I'm going to call this an open secret that's been circulating in Washington for decades, that it costs more to make a penny than it's actually worth. I have this jar full of pennies. It's actually 500 pennies. That's $5. But the cost to make this jar, by today's standards, more than $18. Because the cost of a penny today to make it is about 3.5 cents. Why is that? It's because the cost of zinc, which is a primary component of the penny, has just escalated so much. So last year, DOGE is pointing out that we spent $119 million on pennies.
Okay, so do you think the end of the penny is near?
It wouldn't surprise me because a lot of times you see a penny on the ground, you're not picking it up.
I do.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
You one of those people that's like, ooh, it's good luck if it's heads up or whatever.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with luck whatsoever. I'm very conscious about saving money. And you got 100 pennies, there's a dollar for you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do, and I do toss mine in a bag, you know, well, a change and things like that.
I mean, I've got a lot of pennies just saved up over time.
I bet you we're going to be seeing the end of the, don't hold me to this, but, you know, I mean, I'm just saying we could be seeing the end of the penny.
All right. Well, I mentioned this before the break.
Isn't that sad to talk about that?
Yes, it absolutely is, especially with how long it's been around. Absolutely. Speaking of things that have been around for a while, a rare copy of the Declaration of Independence expected to fetch as much as $4 million at auction. The copy is from July of 1776, and it was printed to help spread the document to the public. It's one of only 10 known to be in existence, most of which are in collections. It hits the auction block at Sotheby's tomorrow.
Okay, Mortgage News Daily. The average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.08%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage, around 6.50%. Hold on. Coming back in about 15 minutes.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.